I'm Marco Werman, and this is the World's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a state in southeastern India that looks out on the Bay of Bengal. It has the longest coastline of any Indian state. It's also home to India's first rural, all-women's community radio station. Sangam Radio was launched recently by Dalit women. In India's traditional caste hierarchy, Dalit women occupied the lowest rung. We'll hear how some of these women found their voices. First, think quick and name the Indian state whose capital is Hyderabad. And we're going straight to the answer, which takes us to the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. The BBC's Tinku Ray went there to meet the women who launched Sangam Radio.
It took more than a decade to get permission, so it was a big event when a few months ago, Sangam Radio started its first broadcast with this signature tune. It's based in the village of Pastapur in Andhra Pradesh.
Sangam Radio vintunna meekandariki namaste. Mari ee roju.
Like most of its programs, this one's about agricultural issues, which dominates the lives of the rural community. But by broadcasting in their native language, the station also hopes to preserve the traditional ways of Dalit life that's being lost in the modern day. General Narsama is one of the women running the station. She was trained by the Deccan Development Society and had no radio experience at all before working here.
I knew very little, but since working at this radio station, I've learned so much about my own people through the stories I hear.
As a Dalit or untouchable, life hasn't been easy for Narsama.
When I was young, I used to go with my mother to work in the fields to pick potatoes or mulberry leaves. I earned about 10 cents. I didn't go to school. I thought that was my life. I never imagined I would study and end up working here at the radio station.
But Narasimha eventually did go to school with the help of the Deccan Development Society. It's the NGO that set up the radio station. All of the Sangam's reporters are women from the community. Every day they go out in search of stories. One of them, Anusuya Amma, says they're learning on the job.
We record something and bring it back to the radio station. When the villagers sit down to listen to it, I join them. Afterwards, they tell me what they think of the programming, what was nice, what was not nice. I report all of this to the radio station and we redesign our broadcasting according to what our listeners want.
Anusuya is proud of what she's doing.
My family tells me you've never gone to school, you're illiterate. How can you do all of these things? But I don't care what they say to me. Today I'm capable of recording people and making other people listen to them. That I feel very good about.
When Sangam Radio goes on air in the evening, whole families gather around and listen. The stories may not seem all that groundbreaking, but this villager says the station is finally addressing things that matter to them.
Not long ago, one of our relatives in a nearby village lost their buffalo. So they told us about this. We rang the radio station and asked them to make an announcement, which they did. Within 3 days, the buffalo was traced to some village and returned. Before, we had to spend money to try and get our animals back, but not anymore.
The Indian government has kept tight control over radio because it's worried about inflaming India's fragile social order. So Sangam Radio is a closely watched experiment. For The World, I'm Tinku Ray in Andhra Pradesh, India.